Betty Davis and her husband, William Sherry, visited Cuba in 1948. During their stay, they dined at the Southern Hotel on Main Street. Mrs. Rowan Wood, who worked at the hotel, recognized the Hollywood star. When the news spread through the town, it wasn't long until local fans gathered to get a glimpse or an autograph of the famous actress. For me, Wilbur Vaughn, it was the chance of a lifetime. I was a photographer and reporter for the local newspaper. When I asked for permission to take Miss Davis's photo, Mr. Sherry replied, "Absolutely not." But being the stubborn reporter that I was, I waited outside the restaurant for them to leave. With my camera in hand, Miss Davis rounded the corner and I made my move. With a bright flash, the deed was done. However, Mr. Sherry became enraged and proceeded to chase me down the street. While I had a good 20-foot head start, Mr. Sherry was gaining on me fast. I ran between Hoyt's Tavern and Wilmisher's store, then across the back lot behind the Shell station. I knew at age 19 I was too young to die. I didn't look back until I heard a sticky thud. When I turned around, I saw Mr. Sherry flat on his face in a thick puddle of mud. My biggest regret was I didn't have another flashbulb to get his picture. I ran into the movie theater where I had my darkroom and developed my famous photo. I could hear Mr. Sherry cursing and making threats with every step. He finally gave up and went back to the hotel. Folks around town reported that Mr. Sherry was out the next morning looking for me before he left town. Needless to say, after the big chase, I got away with my life intact and a picture of Betty Davis. Pretty impressive day's work for a reporter in 1948. Enjoy your stay in Cuba, Missouri.